Conversation focused on Obamacare and this battle of wills in Congress, you know, as to what's going to happen with our health care. I mean, it's our health care. And I said this in a previous show, affordable health care or not, and I got an avalanche of emails from so many of you about what health care was going to, what was going to happen with your health care and what it, you know, ultimately what it meant, some of the things that you didn't understand that were happening, you didn't understand the premiums, you didn't understand what the deductibles would be, and, you know, kind of a lot of confusion in between over it, too, as well. So I think that we're going to take a much closer look in the microscope as to what ultimately that means personally for all of us, as to whether you're enrolling or whether or not I've gotten some emails from people who say, well, forget this. We feel like we're being snubbed, too, with all this back and forth between the Republicans and the Democrats. And we're not going to enroll because it's better for us just to take the fine rather than to sign up for any kind of health care, because actually it'll be unaffordable. With all this D.C. dysfunction, it's interesting what's happened on Wall Street. It's a mess on Wall Street. What I say a mess because stocks dipped after having a fabulous Friday heading into a brand new crazy, crazy week over this potential drama. And the thing that's even scarier is the debt ceiling, $16.7 trillion. It's created a ripple effect in our markets and has an impact on the economy. And a debt ceiling crisis would be disastrous, folks. Mark my word. How awful that would be. And so there's been a lot of knee-jerk reactions, needless to say, on Wall Street on Monday. The Dow tumbled as much as 171 points. Whew! And then off just 90 points. So it's been nuts. All right. So in the wings, one of our favorite guests to come on the show from Cause of Action, Dan Epstein, joins us. And boy, he's written another powerful op-ed in Forbes, explaining the legal liabilities and risks Americans and states may encounter as this implementation of Obamacare is starting to happen, the enrollment starting as of Wednesday. So, Dan, just how bad is it? How much of are the American people being hoodwinked?
Well, so I think there's a number of things that the implementation and ultimate enrollment for Obamacare means for Americans that they should think about. I think a primary point is that implementation, it's not just that we got Obamacare passed in Congress and the Supreme Court determined it to be constitutional. It's that in order to enforce this, in order to make it work, there has to be enrollment of Americans who are currently not insured. And what that means is enormous amounts of federal spending to ensure implementation, to fund a program called the Navigator Program, in which in-person assistance will be on the ground getting people enrolled. And we're talking about billions of dollars that's ultimately being pumped into this. And yet when the House Oversight Committee asked executives at HHS what was being done with the money, ultimately they argued that they couldn't track how states were using this money. And in the case of several states, we're talking about several hundreds of millions of dollars that are being funneled by taxpayers into these state exchanges for implementation. What Cause of Action, what we pointed out in our op-ed, what we've pointed out in letters is, you know, that basically this federal money and state money in many ways can be misused and that there's liabilities that attach to that. So, you know, Cause of Action is a government accountability group that ultimately is concerned about taxpayer dollars being misused. We've notified the states that there's federal law in the books that even if HHS is tending to ignore them, that doesn't mean that liabilities don't attach. And so we've sent out a warning shot that you can't take our tax dollars and misuse them or waste them on this kind of vague sense of implementation without having any accountability. At the same time, this is something that the House Oversight Committee reported on, something that a attorney general in West Virginia and 12 other attorney generals have expressed their concern about to HHS, and that is we have these navigators who are federally funded. They're going on the ground. They're going to people who are uninsured, and they're collecting consumer information. While, as the Oversight Committee pointed out, there's no way to certify that these navigators aren't former felons. There's no way to certify that they're not going to take consumer information and sell it to a scam artist. These are all serious concerns, and yet HHS, when in transcribed interviews with Oversight Committee staff, said, yeah, we're not requiring any of these navigators to do background checks. Yeah, it's a real risk that consumer information gets misused, but we're not touching that. So that's another serious concern. It's not just a concern that as Americans, as consumers, our information and our data might be at risk and our privacy might be violated, but it's also that HHS isn't doing its job to ensure that these things don't happen.
Yeah, and in some of the places you're talking about with the Navigator and the sister program, assister programs, it's in Ohio, Florida, Oklahoma. You mentioned it in your op-ed, Pennsylvania, Utah, and West Virginia, and they're already returning. They've already voluntarily returned federal Navigator grant money, but it is incredibly troubling that why would they be gathering all this personal information? What are they? There's no way to track what's going to be done with that, correct?
That's right. And, you know, Kate, I mean, one of the things that a lot of people are concerned about is given that one of the that the centerpiece organization for implementation and for getting people enrolled is called Enroll America, and that it has connections to the Obama administration, connections to political parties, there's a lot of concern that individuals' consumer information is going to be misused for political purposes. And so it's not just a question of, yeah, let's make sure that my information is protected and that my privacy is protected, but it's also don't misuse it for private gain. I mean, ultimately, the whole reason for getting consumer information is to help advise consumers about the healthcare options that are available to them, help provide them with options that are cost-effective and efficient. But there's a high risk that that's not what these navigators are going to be doing. And I think the other point that you raise is a lot of entities within states, I mean, keep in mind, these are majority federal grant dollars. So a lot of the money goes to states and their exchanges, but a lot of the money, over $50 million, has gone to nonprofits. And as some aggressive state attorney generals have let these nonprofits know, is you can't misuse consumer information, and there's liabilities involved with taking tax dollars. And some of these nonprofits have said, well, instead of running the risk of misusing our tax dollars, we're going to just return the money to the federal government. And I think that's a highlight that, number one, before these attorney generals stepped in, HHS wasn't telling these nonprofits that there's liabilities that attach to using this money. It took active state attorney generals and you know, God bless them, they're great stewards of our taxpayer dollars. It took them getting aggressive on this for some of these entities to finally realize, oh, yeah, we can't just use tax dollars for whatever purpose we want to use them for. And so they said, you know, we're not going to be accountable with these, so therefore let's give the money back. And I think that's a great signal that, you know, effective oversight can be effective in preventing fraud before it takes place.
Yeah, well said. Dan Epstein, Cause of Action, thanks so much.
Thanks so much for having me.
Of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Federal workers receive notices they're no longer needed on the job. Do you have, what's your message to them, and do you have a plan to restore back pay to them?
The House has voted to keep the government open, but we also want basic fairness for all Americans under Obamacare.
Speaker of the House John Boehner has spoken, and he kind of walked away from the mic, didn't really want to address the question of the furloughed workers. So there are some people, depending on how long this thing rolls out, that could find that they don't get pay for maybe up to 2.5 weeks if it went that long. That's the longest one's ever gone down. There have been 17 shutdowns since 1976. But shutdown or no shutdown, Obamacare rolls out on the 1st, and so they're ready to rock. And they're ready for people to sign up. If it goes smooth, the Republicans, I think, are in a little bit more of a predicament. But I predict that it won't go smooth. There's already lots of problems with these new marketplaces, the exchanges, and a lot of confusion over Obamacare. People not understanding where to sign up and what it means. And there are inevitable snafu, so I don't think that's going to be smooth sailing. The debt ceiling crisis that's coming up on the 17th is even bigger. So there are a whole bunch of things happening out of Washington that affect you, that affect me, and all of us in this country. Your really reaction to the continued blame game and what's happening here. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Let's go to Tomas in Michigan. Hello, Tomas.
Hey, Kate. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Well, I'm a lot better than these exchanges because, you know, they're open now. It's funny.
Yeah?
The government has closed, but the exchanges have opened.
Yeah.
I tried to get in line here in Michigan, and it was just a giant cluster foxtrot. You know
yes.
what I mean?
It is.
You
it is.
I could not get in it, and I couldn't get any information. And that last guy you had on, man, he made a real good point because this is like you're going to have to get your Social Security number, where you live, your phone, everything, you know? It's and you don't even know who you're giving it to. It's going to be bad, but I'm starting to understand why these Republicans, some of them really do want it to go through, because, you know, taxes are bad. You have to pay them once a year, and that's a terrible thing, you know? You have
right.
to, like, take tranquilizers and everything. This is going to be like paying taxes every month. This is going to be like an April 15th 12 times a year.
Yeah.
You know? And you know who you're going to think about? Obama. And you're going to think about Democrats.
That's right.
I'm telling you, there are going to be marches and riots, because people just do not have the money. These are not free. These are not cheap. This says affordable. Go to these exchanges, and you're going to be getting all kinds of emails saying, this is not affordable. This is either as much or more than what I had to pay.
Yeah.
And, it's going to be a mess. And, you know, the poor people, you know, the difference between these plans that have, like, the bronze, the silver.
Silver,
the gold,
yeah.
The,
mm-hmm.
the difference is just the copay. In other
yes.
words, if you pay more a month, your copay is less. But
yeah.
poor people, they're going to pay less a month. So when they go to the doctor, it's going to be more pain for them, because they may have to pay $30, $40, $50, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm telling you, I can see why McCain and those guys, they're not trying to fight this Obamacare bad, because politically speaking, it's going to massacre the Democratic Party. On the other hand, though, you have principled politicians in the Republican Party like Cruz and Paul, and they, you know what? They know they can make political points, but they're worried about the people. And just like that last guy you had on, they
mm-hmm.
know the people are going to be throwing out their information out there, and who knows what's going to happen. There's going to, you know, there's a bunch of mafias all over the world getting ready to attack this system.
I agree. Dan Epstein was his name, cause of action, and he wrote that op-ed piece, because there's a lot of things that we just heard, you heard, Tomas, and what you found out yourself, that people don't understand about affordable health care. It's not affordable. Thanks, Tomas. It's not affordable. I mean, I'll say this again. If somebody comes up to you and says, well, what's wrong with you? Aren't you forward? I don't care if you're a Democrat. Let's just throw out all the labels. A liberal, a conservative, a libertarian, an independent, a Democrat, whatever. If somebody said, well, aren't you for affordable health care? Who's going to say, no, I want expensive health care. Give me the most expensive thing you got. Of course they're going to say they want affordable health care, but the problem is, this is not affordable. Tomas said it. If you're super poor and you hardly pay anything and you think, well, thank God, oh, I have coverage. I have, I've got problems with my knee. I have something that's going on. I feel like my appendix is going to burst. But with that appendix bursting, you're going to pay a ton of money. You're going to pay it on the other end with the premiums and whatnot. And besides the premiums, with what the deductible is. So this is the problem. What they're selling is not really what's being delivered, from everything that I can tell to this point. I would love for somebody to call me and tell me, I like my health care. I like the affordable health care plan because it's working. So I don't think that's what we're going to find. That's why it's interesting with Kathleen Sebelius saying about making history. We're going to make some history. I think they're going to make some people pretty furious, what I think is going to happen, because they don't realize what they're getting. And some people who are happy with what they have and we're keeping costs under control, now for them it's going to be too late, because they're going to get caught in the crunch. And that's people, actually, that's some of the people that work for the government. It's, of course, not people in Congress or in the Senate, or the president or any of the people around him. It's going to be some of those other people who are government workers who don't realize what they're in for at this point. So now it's full swing and all boats ahead. The The rollout is the thing. The rollout is either going to validate the Republicans' criticism of this law, or it's going to validate the Democrats, and I am betting that it's going to validate the Republicans who talked about the problems of Obamacare. And what you just heard there in our previous segment, we're talking to Dan Epstein, is that the people aren't aware of the risks that they face in disclosing the personal medical and financial information to strangers through the enrollment programs. And they haven't been informed of the potential for the state to violate federal laws during the implementation of this whole Affordable Care Act. And the fingerprinting, the background checks, the screening, the Social Security numbers, all of that stuff is part of this. And where is that information going? I mean, it's a privacy disaster. It's a privacy disaster just waiting to happen. And it's unraveling right before our eyes. And it's so surprising to me. So surprising. So the grim reality is that the ACA is complex and very non-transparent. So when enrolling in Obamacare, you have to be very, very careful about the information that you give out for a whole bunch of reasons, because a lot is at stake in the information that you put out there. Mm. And I think people are going to be very surprised at what they find out with these exchanges and how they get to the exchanges and all of that. So, really, it's going to be rocky. And they're hoping to enroll 7 million people through the exchanges over the next 6 months. And the biggest hope, and what's really riding on this, is 2.5 million young adults, because they want young, healthy people in the system, and that's the key to keeping the premiums from skyrocketing. So you don't get those people fed into the system, and those premiums will go berserk. They'll go berserk. All right, stay with us. Coming up on the flip side, some odds and ends here in America Tonight.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
The National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, presented by Triton Shelter Technologies, is the only national event designated for the prepper community. October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. Admission is free, and the doors open at 9 a.m. Join us and learn life-saving tips that can help you and your family handle crisis situations. Special guests include Kevin O'Brien from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers, David Crawford, author of Lights Out, the director and cast members from the movie Lights Out Saga, and more. special guest speakers include GCN's own Dr. Joel Wallach, along with Dr. Bones, Nurse Amy, and Tom Martin, the director of the American Preppers Network, two-time Field and Stream champion Chad Weatherford, along with many other leading experts from around the country. Join us for the country's largest emergency preparedness event, absolutely free, October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. For more information, visit npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Just a friendly reminder, anytime you want to vent and you can't find your way to the phone or you're working, I sometimes get that from people that, hey, I'd love to call you, I'm actually listening to you, but I can't call while I'm working. So if you can't call us at 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283, and you want to vent about the politicians who, by the way, Congress today in a CNN poll comes out with a 10% approval rating. Woo, that is the lowest of low. Lowest in any of the CNN polls, by the way, so the approval rating's not very good. I'm sure you're not surprised by that. But if you wanted to vent about Congress and whether or not you think your congressional reps are doing a good job, you could give us a jingle or you could just hit us up on the mailbag or whatever it is that is getting your goat these days. Or, by the way, if you have something great to tell us, it doesn't have to be all negative, controversial stuff, something awesome might be happening in your area that you want to tell us about here on one of our incredible affiliates. So just go to americatonight.net. Click on contact, and just like that, you're in.
You have mail, mistress.
Okay, this one from Howard, listening in the great state of Illinois. And Howard says, Kate, I heard you on Nail the Score. Oh, I wanted to call so badly and give you some grief because you picked the Detroit Lions. But lo and behold, it turned out to be the right guess. I was so disappointed in my Chicago Bears. I really thought that they were going to win that game the other day. But they just couldn't do it. They at the end, they faltered, and really in the beginning, they let Detroit get too much of an edge, and I suppose that was the biggest problem. And it's the roller coaster ride that we're always on with Jay Cutler. So we saved our worst, I suppose, for the Lions, and we were pretty much beat up right forward and backwards in that 40-32 loss. So kudos to you. You didn't nail the score, but you picked the right team, and some of your analysis actually, madam, was right on. All right, Howard, thanks for that. Sorry about Chicago. I have a cousin that I'm close to, John Fitzgerald, who lives in Chicago. And he, I think, has kind of adopted the Chicago Bears, so he wasn't very excited about that either. All right, this one's from India, listening to us in Florida. Hello, America, tonight. Very confused about Obamacare. Know that people will be able to start signing up on Wednesday. But if I'm confused, and I'm not a dummy, I have a feeling a lot of other people are confused as to what the health insurance exchanges are going to be like for this open enrollment. I'm confused about it. I'm confused about what it covers, and I am confused about what the premiums are going to be. I listened to a previous show of yours where I heard people talking about getting letters in the mail, and it really scared me, I have to tell you, which is why I'm writing this email. What can you tell me about Obamacare? Well, it depends on a couple of factors where you're working. I mean, if you already have health insurance, you don't have to worry about it. If you're already getting health insurance through your employer, or you have government-sponsored insurance like Medicare or Medicaid, that nothing's going to change there. Probably close to 60% of Americans get it through the job, and 30% or so, which that number will shoot up, get it through the government. And then there's this other 15% or so, give or take, of us that don't have health insurance. And you either buy health insurance on the new exchanges, or you get it through Medicaid in states that are offering that. And if you don't do that, as long as it still stays intact, then what happens is you have to, you'll end up maybe paying a fine, because that's what the IRS hired 5,000 people to fine the people who were not going to pay, because the individual mandate kicks in January of 2014. So it just depends. There's no way for me to tell you exactly what you're paying. It depends on what you're making and that kind of thing. If you have a big family and you have an income of, let's say, $50,000 or so, then you might pay, depending on where you live, in a bigger city, more people pulled in, you may pay as low as $50 or so a month, maybe even lower than that. If you live in a more remote area, you could be paying $280 or more. Just depends. A great site to go and look at, since it is Obamacare, it's the federal government. If you want to get more of the whole enrollment thing and try to figure that out, go to healthcare.gov and they'll show you that. They'll have some of the options there anyway. But I think it's going to be a mess for a lot of people, and I'm not surprised. Thanks for the question. I'm not surprised by the question, because people don't understand what it means. Even today, Diane, the lady that sometimes does my nails, yes, I do my nails sometimes because they look awful from all the typing that we do. As she said to me, her husband was in a Vietnamese prison for 13 years, and they came to the United States, love America, speak pretty good English, speak really good English, actually. But she's very confused about the whole Obamacare thing, and she was asking me questions. What does it mean? What do I have to pay? Do I have to pay? So there hasn't been a lot of good information that's been, I think, pushed out that people can understand. So I'm not surprised by the question at all. So I'm sure more of you have questions. If you do, send them our way, because we're having more and more guests on to actually talk about that kind of stuff. Let's take another one. This one from Jones, listening to us, I think also in Florida, because this is Jonesy in Florida. Hi, Jonesy. Kate Delaney, I heard you talk about the Olympic flame. I am such a fan of the Olympics. I'm not even a sports fan, but there's just something about the Olympics that draws me in. And I love that they had that ancient ceremony. You talked about it and said that was the start of it all, and that, now you're going to see the torch do the relay thing for 40,000 miles. I did not know about the flame lighting ceremony. Hey, thanks for paying attention to the show. I did do a little snippet on that, I think, in Odds and Ends. And yes, they do that for the Olympic Games. They do that little reenactment. I didn't really realize how big it was either, that they have the original dress on, and you know, they're harkening back to ancient Greece and that kind of thing. But I have to say, I think it's pretty interesting. I love the relay deal, that the torch is just gets taken all over the place and makes its way to the Olympics, the final, you know, when the Olympics opening ceremony starts. So that's what the 40,000 miles is. And I think that's pretty cool, no doubt about it. All right, here's one from Joseph, who says, don't know if you saw this or not. I think you had somebody on talking about the Hillary Clinton documentary, but did you know that has been canceled? Isn't that interesting? Because the Republicans were saying that they were not going to hold any kind of debates on CNN because of what they thought was a public relations move for Hillary Clinton with this documentary. You know, I just saw something on that this morning, and the reason that they canceled it is the director said he couldn't get anyone to talk about Clinton. Couldn't get anyone to open up to do a documentary, and probably the reason that he found this happening is because the Republicans said it was too much meddling for the 2016 presidential race, and said exactly that they weren't gonna have anything to do with CNN or anyone who was airing it. So that's what probably fueled the fact that, okay, well, this isn't going to go anywhere, so why, if we do this, where could we even air it? This doesn't make any sense, so we're not going to do that. All right, got another one here, and this is one I just found out about myself, too. I've been following this probably because Dateline, man, they just pumped this out all over the place. Remember the whole Amanda Knox thing? Well, Harry says, quick update, Amanda Knox, it looks as though the second appeals trial for murder is going forward in Italy. Do you think she'll go? And the answer is, I don't think she'll go. Why would she go? The Supreme Court overturned the acquittals of Knox and her boyfriend for the murder of this third girl, this third woman, Meredith Kircher, her name was. And they're going, the appellate court is hearing the Amanda Knox's third trial. This is the third trial. That's how they do it in Italy, or they can do it. They can keep going in her former roommate's murder, you know. So they say they're going to run additional DNA tests on the weapon, but they also rejected about a dozen other defense requests for new testimony or evidence. So it seems kind of crazy to me. On the opening day, from the little bit that I read, they agreed to do the one DNA trace, and that was something that wasn't on the knife. Apparently they had never done that before on the knife, because the prosecutors say that killed the British roommate. And before, they had said that it was too small, that the test would be too small because it was just trace. So how about this? And this goes back to March or spring or whatever. That's when they decided she'd have to have a new trial. And then the overturning of the acquittals. Wow. So Knox is a student. She's 26 years old now. She's a student at the University of Washington in Seattle. And she hasn't gone back to Italy for the trial. And I guess she's not compelled by law to do it. And why would she? I don't think she would ever want to step foot back in Italy. Anyway, if you want to email us your thoughts on anything that's going on, whether it's news stories or something in your hometown, do it. AmericaTonight.net. All roads lead through the website. You know how we roll here. We'll be back with more. Hang with us on ATN.
an e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LeCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LeCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LeCig a long time ago. LeCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LeCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
So, you've decided to get prepared. You're not sure that a case of ramen and a couple of granola bars under your bed will cut it as long-term food storage anymore. You're in luck. At Emergency Essentials, we have all the resources to get you started. From three-day emergency bug-out bags to year supplies of food and everything in between. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
That's the sound of a 44 Magnum and Traumamax. A high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com will stop it and most pistol rounds. Traumamax is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com.
A government shutdown, and that's where we're at, ladies and gentlemen. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. How does it affect you, and how does it make you feel? How about that? How are you feeling about the government, the people that you voted for, theoretically, to represent you, and the whole lot of them? 10% is the approval rating now at this point, but there's other things that are looming that are even bigger, and that's the debt ceiling and what to do there, because we can't operate on cash, trust me. It's too bad, because we have gotten so large and spent so much money. We have allowed this to happen, and it's time to really get serious about holding the people accountable who we choose to represent us, in a, I think, in a manner where they should be able to constantly hammer to try to get the budget done. And frankly, if other workers have to have their pay docked, because that's what it is when you're furloughed, then why aren't they having their pay docked? That makes sense to me, right? Can't they work for free while they try to work it out? Bill is listening to us in the great state of Mississippi. Yo, Bill, what's happening?
Hi, Kate. Not his life from another identity person. I don't know whether you've heard about this or not, but amidst all the turmoil and the hoopla for the Obamacare thing, Orrin Hatch of Utah, Senator Orrin Hatch, has run through and gotten a Senate resolution for Naturopathic Medicine Week. And it may be an entire month. I can't remember. But it's coming up very shortly. And, of course, this will be the first year that it would be observed, and nobody was even going to know about it right now, really. But that just makes me think that there is an alternative, and that the old allopathic medicine doesn't work, and the sooner everyone gets healthy, the more we can turn everything around, and there really won't be a need for Obamacare or anything else.
Yeah, you know what? The one thing I would say, I would add to that, Bill, interesting point you bring up is what about getting healthy? That's true. But where we are now, there's still people that will need forms of traditional medicine. But I agree with Bill. It's getting minerals and things that you need to have in your system and getting your body to work correctly. As you know, on this show, we've had lots of different people on to talk about that, including Ben Fuchs has come on, and he's talked about the need for simple things that people just don't get enough of, from even water with lemon in it or something else, to all those nutrients. One of the things I like is that Beyond Tangy Tangerine. I really do. The reason I like that is because I found that I wasn't really getting enough minerals. And so there's the point. To want to take your own health care into your own hands, maybe one of the things that you look at doing is eating healthier and being healthier, because you don't want to get sick now and have to rely on traditional forms of medicine. Seriously, there are people that are just paying cash because they don't want it. They don't want to have to deal with their health insurance because it doesn't. It's not what it used to be. Do you remember the days of getting health care where it was so covered? Of course you didn't even think about it. You went, and it was, if you had to pay like $20, it's like, wow, I got to pay $20. That's it. You know, those days are long gone. Those days are long gone. You have mostly employers paying 50%, maybe 50%, maybe 80%, 80% if you're lucky. It's all over the map. It is. And there's no doubt we need some kind of affordable health care, but this just isn't the affordable health care we need, not based on how it's roughly what I can see the way it's being rolled out at this point, and the confusion, too, over it. See, the first thing I think when you're talking a couple of years ago, when this gets passed, you sit down and you have a plan. Okay, no one understands what this is, so we got to make people understand what it is. And at least have the basic information out there. And they really never had the basic information. Do you know, I've had, and probably some of you have had this discussion, in my personal life, I've had 6 people ask me just in the last couple of days, what is Obamacare? They didn't even know what it was. And they didn't even really get it. They don't understand, well, what does that mean? What does Obamacare mean? What does affordable health care mean? They had no idea. So here in the end is where we're at, just so you know, if I go through and give you the various plays. Senate Democratic leaders shortly before midnight rejected a House Republican request to appoint conferees to negotiate a short-term government funding bill. So that made it certain that there would be a government shutdown because they didn't go to conference. They didn't do that. And Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid said on the Senate floor, well, we're not going to conference with a gun to our head. So the first thing that the House has to do is pass a clean 6 weeks continuing resolution. They have that before them. What's Reid saying is it can't have any of this Obamacare attached to it or anything else attached to it. And that's what, you know, the House voted to go to conference, and the House Republicans named some conferees. So Eric Cantor, the majority leader, Budget Committee Chair Paul Ryan, Appropriations Committee Chairman Hal Rogers, Ways and Means Committee Chair Dave Camp, Congressman John Carter, and Andre Crenshaw. So you get where we're going with this. They adjourned at 12:18 a.m. with plans to come back into session at 9:30 on Tuesday when the market's open. The Japanese Nike index, which is their indices, actually plunged 160 points the hour before the shutdown. It did climb back a little bit, but we're going to see some effect of what's happened here on Wall Street for sure. So if the Republicans accept the Senate pass stopgap, it would last until November 15th. Charles Schumer, the third ranking Senate Democrat, said the only way to keep government agencies operating at full strength would be if the House approved the Senate pass stopgap. So this is what we're looking at, the stopgap, the stopgap. The stopgap means they got to take it back up, they got to have this conversation, but not until November 15th, so that means they'll start worrying about it on November 14th. It is insanity, isn't it? It is. And there was that last-minute gamble, but it didn't happen. And Harry Reid knew he was going to be making that speech. He knew he was going to be making that. Then in between all of this, besides the debt ceiling, you've got that looming. And then the other thing is affordable health care itself. The open enrollment, the enrollment process starts October 1st. And that is where we're at this point. So it wouldn't kick in until January 2014. But it is a huge undertaking. A huge undertaking to try to get young people to sign up for it. And if they don't sign up for it, then the health care exchanges will, 36 of them in the country, it'll be disastrous because they won't be able to afford to cover the people in the exchange without making the premiums sky high, which is what the idea behind it in the first place. You can't afford it. So we can't afford health care. We want affordable health care. You give it to us, and then the premiums go so high that people will have to dump it. They won't have any way to pay it, especially if they're there for a reason. And then that eliminates the whole system. And pretty much that's what I think happens. So no deal. No deal. As of yet, we'll see if by the end of Tuesday there is a deal in place. But until then, ladies and gentlemen, your government is shut down.
Bottles of Heart and Body Extract, and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.